I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com and be sure to subscribe. This is the last week it's available on our daily podcast subscription.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consolas, our standing by. Take color 9 now at 844-999 Ole, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in South Africa proposed to his girlfriend at KFC.
Yeah, all right.
The video of the proposal went viral, and now lots of people are reaching out to help them with their wedding.
Wonderful.
Why?
Wonderful.
Why are they helping them out?
Right, that's kind of what I was wondering. Like, you don't need to buy a venue for the proposal.
Yeah.
Cats, finger licking love. Is it not?
I guess.
It depends on tonight.
You got a big tub of mashed potatoes for tonight.
So just based on the reaction, you guys are totally down with the KFC proposal.
Sure, man.
Why not? It's not about his proposal. It's about the fact that he's with someone that just wants to be with him enough where the location really isn't the most significant thing as far as, you know, like, I can't believe you proposed in a KFC.
Well, sorry,
Big Shirley. Oh, my God, yes. This is wonderful. Then you're like, all right. This is going to work out.
It also could just be something as simple as that's like where their first date was.
Yeah.
Right?
Or some significance to it.
Give me a bucket so I can consider your hand in marriage.
They love the song Tenderoni. I mean, could be a lot of things.
Yes, that's more than likely what it is.
I'll give you my answer after you order for me. Let's see how well you know me.
Give me a biscuit.
Now, if it was a KFC / Taco Bell, I'd be impressed.
Oh, you'd be like, yeah, she's that's a keeper.
A new soft taco of love.
Can't believe that's not a song.
A new CDC report says superbugs are on the rise.
Superbugs.
Yeah. Just bugs that are resistant to treatment.
Antibiotics?
That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And there's also a insect apocalypse coming.
Criminy.
Yeah, we're going to lose about 40% of the population of the world's insects.
No more swatting.
But the ones that are superbugs, they'll stick around.
They will. That's right. They'll win, just like the best virus.
That's right, man.
Survival of the fittest.
1 in 3 people over 40 say they plan to keep working at a job after they technically retire. Honestly, this is not a crazy concept to me. Because the last job that I worked at, I had a lot of old people that were there. And honestly, most of them just wanted something to do during the day.
Do you know why that is?
I do.
So what now?
Do you know why this is?
Because nobody calls and comes over.
Their spouse isn't there.
You spent your whole life working.
Right.
And for whatever, 5 days a week, you went off to work. Now you're at home, you're with your significant other, and you realize that it was better when we could see each other in the morning and the evening, and we didn't drive ourselves crazy because it wasn't just us trying to entertain each other. So by taking a couple days, 2 or 3 days, you're just trying to get out of the house. Honey, I just want to leave. I want to go bake some cookies with my friends. You drive me nuts. Why don't you go cut the grass? I'm out. It all makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're not being funny, man. I had to go to an appliance store in Florida for multiple reasons. Anyway, the woman is there helping me, older woman, and she was very nice, but she had pointed out she's retired. And I asked her, like, well, why are you working, man? Like, when I can retire, she said, listen, my husband retired too. He's at home. Straight up, he got a part-time job on the days I don't work. And I got a part-time job on the days he doesn't work. I was like, oh, okay.
Make it work.
And she seemed happy.
They are.
Honestly, I just get stir crazy after about a week.
Yeah, you will.
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm. An Apple store employee in California said,
I'm going to be done. If I retire, I'm done.
He's getting his big chair.
I got to tend to the farm, chop the wood, all that stuff.
True. He's still gonna take royalties from Slither, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
An Apple store employee in California sent a woman's intimate photo to himself from her phone.
Oh. How do you think she wouldn't notice it?
Right?
You sent it from her phone.
Then again, you'd figure that an Apple Store employee would be able to do it in a discreet manner to where that she wouldn't realize it. So maybe he was just sloppy. Not Apple, that I'm saying that I condone that behavior.
Well, no, but hire qualified people.
Right.
By the way, we just got a comment about the KFC proposal story in South Africa. Says, you're all wrong about the KFC proposal story. I hope that doesn't shock you. It says the reason people are helping them is because somebody posted a degrading picture and a comment about the proposal in a KFC. The couple's from South Africa. They are very poor.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Either way, I'm down with the proposal KFC.
Yeah.
I don't need their sob story.
Says,
you know what? And if you eat some greasy chicken, it's easier to get the ring on her finger.
No, hey, hang on.
It says, if you're making a lot of mistakes, a new study found meditating can help. Focus exercises. What do you know?
Right. If you focus on the task, you might be better at it.
You can't focus. You probably can't meditate.
Some people call it visualization.
Yes. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport has ranked the top major airport in the U.S.
It was ranked.
Kiss my ass.
It was ranked the top ranked?
It was ranked number one. Yep.
I hate that airport. I don't have words to explain how much I hate that.
I think I've only been there twice.
Actually, you know what? Let me take that back. The only time I've really been there is going through customs. Customs sucks no matter what.
Yeah.
I guess I just get caught there the most. I'm sure the airport's fine. I've never had just a domestic flight.
More missed flights out of that airport than any other airport.
Really?
Yep.
For me, it's Dallas.
No. And here's why. When you land there, if it's daylight savings time, and I've read this, this is true.
Yes.
Okay, let's just say you're going to the West Coast or whatever, and you figure that, you know, you got 3 hours to get there. Well, if you have a layover in Phoenix, you're still on regular time.
Right.
So you need to adjust your clock or your watch or your phone back to the time that it actually is in Arizona, which is different from everywhere else. So
because right, they're the only smart people.
One way or another.
I mean, with technology, that stat should...
This is old
your
school.
Phone. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Your phone is going to help you now, but it used to be one place where people would miss their flight.
But here's my problem with the new technology. I do appreciate that my phone, which we all use as our watch now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It will just automatically do the time. But anytime I've flown across the country, I look at my phone and I'm like, I don't know what time it is for me, right? We all do our reference point because I'm like, I don't know if it's switched the hour.
They're right.
Oh, yeah.
They're right.
I got it right.
Everybody else is wrong. They're right.
An executive from AARP has responded to the OK Boomer trend by saying, quote, OK Millennials, we're the people that actually have the money.
Dang. Nail on the head.
AARP
obviously does not get it.
Says her words were taken out of context.
No, they weren't. We have the money. How was that taken out of context?
Right. That's the whole point, boomers.
What else do you think someone would mean if they say, I have all the money? There's nothing clever about it. Right. It just seems like, oh, they have all the money.
Mm-hmm. An airport baggage handler in Singapore has been sentenced to 3 weeks in jail for intentionally changing the tags on a bunch of pieces of luggage to have them sent to the wrong airports.
Oh, that guy just wants chaos.
Damn. Right?
Look, that is kind of funny.
Does he work for Allstate?
I mean, I know it sucks, but it's funny.
Okay, but at the same token, it's another one of those pranks that you play on somebody where you don't get the satisfaction of the delivery of
this
it.
This is just like the Joker. He just wants to see the world burn.
I guess.
But it's still, and I will say, one of the last times I traveled to Thanksgiving, I landed at a very small airport in New York State, Elmira Airport, right?
All right.
Waiting for the baggage. It should not take long. It never showed up. Finally, the woman behind the counter, she does whatever she has to do. And she goes, well, your bags, oddly enough, were sent to Phoenix. And I kind of lost my crap. But does my suitcase have family in Phoenix for the holidays?
Right.
The hell is my...
And get it back.
First time I traveled with all the diapers, all the...
Life was in that bag.
Not only that, but everybody's luggage really looks the same anymore. Last time I was in the airport, there was this one guy picking up every single black bag, looking at the tag.
The red ribbon is not original.
He doesn't even know which piece of luggage is his own. So I'm assuming that even if it gets there, someone else could take it.
I saw somebody with their face just giantly printed it on their bag. It was great.
I have one of those. I remember it said, borrow my luggage.
And just your angry face.
But you made the point that when you pulled the bag off of
the tag
baggage, people are looking like
it had him and his wife's picture on it. The bag tag, when I pulled it off, people were going, what the hell?
Bag thief! Tag.
A new trend on TikTok is dancing to the Home Depot theme song.
That's stupid.
What is the Home Depot theme song, Mike?
Ooh. I like big lumber and I cannot lie.
Honestly, to me, it just sounds like college football. Say, sponsor college game day. So you hear that song. If you heard it, all of a sudden, you'd be like, oh, that's Home Depot.
Okay.
We also sound really old because we don't know what it is, and it's huge on TikTok.
I spend more time focusing on Ed Harris, actually. I don't even know the song anymore. Ed Harris has a great voice.
Is that him? I thought it was Gene Hackman.
He's Lowe's.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
You got it. Look.
Know your hardware store spokespeople.
If you live in the burbs, you're either a Home Depot person or a Lowe's person.
It just depends on what's closer.
No.
Promise are the same distance.
I have a Lowe's.
This really? Is a big deal with people.
He is not kidding. Dude, I have a Lowe's and a Home Depot equidistant
yes.
from my home. And there are people in the hood, they go to Lowe's, they won't consider Home Depot. I'm a Home Depot guy. It doesn't matter. It's just one of those things.
There's a woman who's letting the internet vote on every detail of her wedding.
Oh, God.
That's just a terrible idea.
Yes.
Wedding McWedding face.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have this or that.
The dress makes you look like a hooah.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you invite that guy?
Right. And also, like, outside of people messing with you, nobody wants to help.
No.
The other person in the wedding doesn't want to help.
That's right. And they're not paying for it.
Go with the $20,000 dress.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors in Nebraska are in a war to see who can put more inflatable turkeys on their lawn.
Oh, good.
Right now, it's around 20 each.
I've seen these wars. They're the inflatable Walmart yard decoration wars.
Ah, criminy.
Good lordy.
A high school baseball coach is being sued by one of his players.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happens right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Angel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. How's it going, guys?
Doing excellent. Well.
Thank you for asking, Angel. And I'm glad that you're not a grown man with pigtails. But do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, this is your story. Mike Hawk covered the story earlier in the week, but I believe this guy deserves to be celebrated again. It involves a 52-year-old man. He got pulled over near Tampa, Florida on Sunday night. He was driving 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone. When the cops asked him why he was speeding, he blurted out he had to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. Now, apparently he thought the cop might give him a break for some reason, but instead they ordered his ass out of the car. They searched him. And what do you know, they found a small bag of crack in his shirt pocket. So he also freely admitted that he bought the crack for $50, quite the deal. So on top of the speeding ticket, he's facing one count of felony drug possession and an upcoming divorce, we're assuming. Now, it's all on public record now, so his wife knows where he was. He's doing court early next month. Do you believe that this crack smoking genius is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
No.
What was that?
Crack sticking. I'm going to have to go with black.
Because of the rhyme, yeah.
Do
you have crack on him or cocaine?
Crack.
He had crack. Right. And this is Florida.
That and he's worried about his wife and the cheating.
I will say this, Angel, and I'm not going to try to steer you in the wrong direction, but crack on the East Coast is either black or white. It's not just... It's the meth that you're used to. The East Coast, it has crack.
Okay.
So crack's not too far away from the same clientele as meth.
Gotcha.
You want to stick with black? Final answer? Angel, are you there?
I think I'm going to go white.
You're going to go white? Angel?
Yeah.
We're going to say you're going to go white. White final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Florida, man. 52 years old, going 95 miles an hour. He is speeding home. Cops said, why are you going so fast? He said, I was cheating on my wife. I had to race home. And they said, well, step out of the car and found crack cocaine on him, so they arrested him.
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire story. But, Angel, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And you started with black, and I want to say you ended with white. Is that correct?
Yes.
You are correct.
Oh! Winner, winner.
You know what?
Crack for dinner.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah. Very homesy. He had to get there because he was cheating on his wife. Now his wife knows that he was cheating.
I like that he told the cops that, and they're like, okay, that's not a crime, but you volunteered that. We'll enter it into the report.
Yeah, exactly.
You dumb.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Got some heat today, Miles.
Okay.
Got some straight fire.
Heat.
Heat. All right. Your choices will be David Spade, Seth Meyers, Conan, or Kimmel.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Oh, man, I've got teams of professional writers.
Yep.
Writing the jokes. And then there's Ted over here. So you have to determine, is it one of these four late night talk show host monologues, part of their jokes, or is it our own, the Ted Smith?
Correct, correct.
Do you have a team today, or is it just the Ted Smith?
Just Ted Smith.
Just okay. Ted Smith, okay. Right. Oh, your team quit already. Damn.
That's harsh. We're working one of those three-day weeks.
Oh, I got you. You're always a giver.
Same group as Ted Smith, I guess.
All right, a pack of feral hogs brought down a drug ring in Italy when they found a bunch of cocaine hidden in a forest and destroyed it. In other news, a bunch of feral hogs were shot in the back of the head in Italy.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say hogs were whacked.
That would have been a giveaway.
Khloe Kardashian says she's not jealous of Lamar Odom's engagement. She says she's willing to get back into a full relationship. She's waiting to get back into a full relationship until she knows what NBA teams are in the playoffs.
David Spade.
Oh, damn. I'm going Spade.
Khloe Kardashian says she's not jealous of Lamar Odom's engagement. She says she's waiting to get back into a full relationship until she knows which NBA teams are in the playoffs.
A mother and daughter were arrested in Dallas last week after getting caught at the airport with 62 pounds of marijuana in their checked luggage. Police became suspicious when they saw a mother and daughter voluntarily traveling together.
Conan O'Brien.
Kimmel.
A mother and daughter were arrested in Dallas last week after getting caught at the airport with 62 pounds of marijuana in their checked luggage. Police became suspicious when they saw a mother and daughter voluntarily traveling together.
Manti Te'o has a new girlfriend, and she is real this time.
Ted.
Well, let me finish it, man. Manti Te'o has a girlfriend who is real this time. Anyhow, tonight's special is fried catfish and grease.
Ted. Yeah.
I know. When I wrote that one, I was like, I shouldn't have brought him up earlier. All right. Did you guys hear about this one? Did you see this one? Miles, think I saw, you saw this little story. A cat at a shelter in Houston has been put into solitary confinement for repeatedly letting other cats out of their cages, which is an odd place to put a cat since the other ones are filled with rats.
Conan O'Brien.
Jimmy Kimmel?
That's a Ted Smith.
That's Ted Smith.
I feel like a lot of people that ratted other people end up in solitary confinement. I was trying to figure special out, places, to figure right? Out,
yeah.
It's a joke about not snitching, Miles.
Always remember, when you have to explain a joke, it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop snitching, everybody.
Yeah, everybody in Iowa got that one. All right.
Talking to you, Congress.
A death cafe has opened in Thailand that's meant to remind customers of their own mortality. We have those in America. They're called Waffle House.
David Spade.
Kimmel.
A death cafe is open in Thailand that's meant to remind customers of their own mortality. We have those in America. They're called Waffle House.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
I really thought the solitary confinement rat joke was good.
you know.
I was laughing at my desk. Do you guys fathom sometimes when I'm have the headphones on, I'm writing these jokes? Do you ever, like, if I you just hear me laughing, I'm just like, oh, that's a good one, Ted.
I just think you're going crazy.
Well, that's fair too.
It's just crazy. I don't even listen to anything. His headphones on.
Yeah, that's a slow. It's a slow burn. Let's see. David Harbour from Stranger Things is dating British singer Lily Allen. Sounds like they're still in the honeymoon phase. Here's the thing.
Why does it sound like they like each other?
So it's not just that he likes her or likes that. It's that he likes her butt.
Oh.
In People's Sexiest Man Alive issue, David was asked about his favorite part of a woman's body. He said, quote, I really only look at my girlfriend's eyes until she turned away from me, and I stare at her stunningly beautiful butt.
At least he's honest about it.
Yeah.
I can
appreciate. Because he's still in the kissing phase.
Yeah.
You know, long, passionate, fun kissing.
Do things like hold hands.
Right.
Do
like, really like each other.
Yeah. You ever heard the thing about the otters?
No.
Oh, why they hold hands?
Yeah.
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 Why?
Don't tell them.
Yeah, maybe.
We know why.
Why?
But they just love each other, Miles.
They love each other, Miles.
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
What, otter love?
No, just
love. Oh, brother. So they hold hands, so when they sleep on their backs, they don't float away. So what I like to do when I'm lonely is I will find a dam and I hang out with otters. And you'll see pictures of me just holding hands.
But it's like a famous thing. People will be like, you know, otters, I love to see two otters in love. They hold hands when they sleep. It's like, no, they'll float away.
They don't want to die. You guys shared a sleeping bag.
What if one's having
hypothermia,
bro? What if one's having a sweaty palm day? You know how you have that awkward hand?
He dies.
Oh, okay.
They let him go. I let Larry go. His palms kept sweating.
I'd like to hold your hand, but it's really moist in there.
Can you tell somebody if their hand is sweaty when you're living in water?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's
wet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
But it's extra wet. Man, your hand isn't water
wet. It's clammy wet.
Yeah, why's your hand so clammy?
Yeah, not like that wet when you get out of the water.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a different wet.
It is
otters
a different
know.
Wet.
Otters know, Ted. They know water wet, sweaty palm wet.
Grr.
All right, let's talk about some shows. Some of the best shows from the 2010s.
The 2010s, the decade that was from 2010 to 2019.
Well, probably 2020, but we're almost there.
Well, if they count,
how does it work?
That goes the other decade.
But wait, how does it work?
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
right,
you're saying.
2000, okay.
Right, all right.
99
right.
would be
I know
more.
We're splitting hairs, it just became important to know.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you. I thought I was right, I was not. All right, what are some of your favorite shows for the past 10 years?
Past 10 years?
Let's see if they're on the list. There's 25 of these, by the way. These are the 25 greatest shows of the
2010s. You know, honestly, the only two that immediately come to mind. Well, last 20 years. All right.
I'll say Stranger Things and Westworld.
I would say Stranger Things, Lost, and Game of Thrones.
All right, I think Lost predates this, because that would have been 2000 to 2010.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm old,
yeah,
so I'm going to
we were
shut
watching
up.
That back in Baltimore.
Okay, that's right. Damn it.
Want to try again?
Game of Thrones, Stranger Things. Those two stand out to me personally.
Yes. So I don't see either of those on the list, though.
Oh, damn.
Damn,
on
really?
The list?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, let me guess what? Breaking Bad.
Game of Thrones was 30th.
That's why you do the TV.
Game of Thrones was 30th.
30th.
Really?
No, because you're right. I'm like, that should be on here. Didn't I read it? And then I realized the note underneath. It's like, hey, by the way, Game of Thrones was 30th. Let me tell you from like 25, The Great British Bake Off.
Really? People are going ape-ass about the show. They keep telling me to watch. I'm like, I don't want to watch people cook.
No, it's baking. I don't mind watching people cook. So there's a difference. You either can cook or bake. I can't bake, so there's no point.
I'm with you. Number 23 on the list, a funny show. Have you guys watched Barry yet?
No, but I've heard a lot about it.
Barry's very good.
That's the one with Henry Winkler and...
I heard Barry is very good.
Is that right?
It is Henry Winkler. He's the he's like the acting coach. And then the guy whose name I can't think of that used to be on SNL is the
Hader.
Main guy.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. One of the greatest talk show hosts of all time. But, like, Veep makes the list. Number 17 was Rick and Morty, which, again, I say, nerds, I'm with you. I watched an episode, Rick and Morty, pretty funny. I don't get all the sci-fi jokes. But
it's still funny to
it's
you.
Funny. I just
it's
like funny that the granddad is constantly taking the 14-year-old grandson on these adventures. The dad's completely against it, and he just is always yelling at him.
Okay.
Like, that to me is the funny part. Like, not in a mean way.
So the grandfather's yelling at the grandchild?
Right, so that's the whole adventures, right? Is that Rick is this is the granddad that's like this weird psychotic scientist, right?
All right.
But he's living there, and in the garage, he does these experiments. These people are going to murder me, as I'm not getting it all right, probably. But him and Morty go on these adventures. But that's kind of the joke, is like the dad is always like, will you stop? He's 14. Like, stop taking it. So, I mean, the whole premise of the show is pretty weird.
Sure.
And again, it's based, the character, the grandfather is based off Doc.
Oh, right.
And Back to the Future.
Okay. Yes.
So he just says, but I'm just saying, like, the give and take. And then also, like, Morty's still going to be a 14-year-old kid, so sometimes he screws stuff up. Right? So
okay.
More, yeah, so the yelling back and forth is
I'll let good. You know if you're wrong, because people will let us know.
Oh, yeah, 100%. let's see. Community made the list. BoJack Horseman made the list. BoJack Horseman, again, a very funny show. I've heard it's gotten funny again. There was just a couple seasons, but that show got really...
pretty dark.
I stopped watching. It was too much, right? It was
real dark.
Yeah, and hitting on some real, like, inner family kind of stuff, where it's like, good.
You think the writer maybe is going through a thing?
You think so?
It kind of translates.
Yeah. I don't know. That one was tough.
I think you can tell that from anything if you watch it for a while. Like, oh boy, they're not having a good time at home.
Ross just slapped Rachel. Man, oh man.
Number 8 on the list, Bob's Burgers, which I still think is a very good show.
It is.
Yeah. That's a little underrated. But basically the top 5 were The Americans, Parks and Recs, Atlanta, which I still think is a very underrated show. I hear season 3 should be back in a few months. Number 2 would be Mad Men. You forget how much of a monster show that was.
It's huge.
And then number 1 on the list, Breaking Bad.
Yep. Mike's always that's your prime show, I believe, for Mike.
Yeah,
but he knows all about the meth world. So
that's the thing. He's like, man, hit it close to home. I had to start making meth.
My dad made meth.
And there's nothing wrong with me.
His dad made meth.
Kelly Pizza off a roof.
Granddad made meth.
Yeah, I mean, Mike's a murderer who makes methamphetamine, so I get it.
Yeah.
And see the look he gave me?
Yeah.
He will kill me before the show's over.
It's a family tradition, as Hank Jr. would say.
Well, and sometimes, too. Like
Grandma's recipe.
Those are the good murderers.
What's that?
That kind's like Mike. You never, like, if you looked at the three of us, you go, all right, one of those guys is pretty loose.
If you wear a khaki
pants, but you look at Mike, you
know. No one thinks you could commit a murder.
Yeah, he seems serious, this and that.
No, he's a killer. Remember, he tripped a blind.
Stone cold.
Stone cold killer.
It's been a while since I've got to talk about him. They've been in the news. One of my favorite subjects from the greatest royal wedding we've had in a while. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
I need to hear that.
Well,
are you into Meghan Markle, or are you just into the whole idea of these two together?
It's Meghan Markle.
It's the first American
princess in over 80 years.
All
it's
right.
The first...
my daughter would tell you she's second.
Well...
believe me.
I was about to say, Meghan is also the first mixed princess I think we've had. So.
Yes.
So like the movie they had in New Orleans.
That's what I was about to say.
Like the Disney movie in New Orleans.
What was her name?
In New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Disney movie with the frog in it and all that?
Yeah, they wanted a princess that was brown instead of white, so they did it in New Orleans, and I cannot remember the name of it.
It doesn't have a good name to it.
Right.
Like if you hear it, you go,
remember, Disney Plus already said, hey!
I gotta say, that Disney Plus thing, I'm just like... I don't know what the solution is, but to just say it has some outdated
cultural references, which we know to be racism. And I'll tell you what, we got Disney Plus.
By the way, if you're looking for it, Song of the South is still not on there.
I wanted to get Disney Plus because they have The Mandalorian, which I watched first episode last night.
Princess and the Frog, is that the name of it?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah,
I don't know. What was her name? I thought
it had more of a different name.
What was the chick's name? That's the thing, the princess. But I mean, look, it's Disney, right? And they put up. Look, the only thing I cared about on Disney Plus was The Mandalorian. All of the rest of it, from what I saw, is for my kids, and that's A-okay. But I know that a lot of those movies, they might not translate so well to the woke culture, if you will.
But you could watch Gone with the Wind, and no one would change anything.
But Gone with the Wind takes place in the Civil War.
Correct.
Things weren't awesome.
Right, like, for instance... Right,
this takes place in, like, the 30s. So it's the same idea.
But it's just like... Well, there's no reason to call the crow Jim Crow unless you just want to kind of be racist.
Poking the bear.
Right? You're just sticking it to people. Those little things where you're like, yeah, that was just racist to be racist.
Right. I mean, like, right. Gone with the Wind takes place during the Civil War. Most of us familiar with it go, like, yeah, this was messed up. Mm-hmm. And then a black chick won Best Supporting Actress, so you go, right. Disney just unnecessarily is being awful. Like, straight up, like, and keep in mind, Walt Disney hated black people. The man himself. Hated black
people. Trust me, I question my childhood a lot. Like, I mean, he was on this show a few years ago. I made a Brer Rabbit.
Yeah. Whatever the hell, yeah.
So, you know, the Briar Patch or whatever, and everybody's like, dude, you watch that movie? Like, that's the one, like, they won't put on Disney Plus. They won't, like, it's gone. You can't find some.
Really? What was the premise of the movie?
I don't even remember. I just remember as a kid seeing the book. And the rabbit being like, just don't throw me in the Briar Patch. But he was from the Briar Patch. I don't want to talk about it. I feel racist even talking about it.
And you don't even know why.
I don't know, right? And a Briar Patch gets racist.
Right.
Just trust me.
Racist-ass Briar Patch.
Yeah, exactly. I figure if you...
But here's one of the beauties of kids. They don't know.
Right, like, I had no idea. I just referenced it.
There's no black people in Frozen. Because
it's cold.
What
was the one they took out? They did take out one show from I think Simpsons. They took out Michael Jackson.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even read that.
They took out the Michael Jackson episode.
Huh.
Pretty sure.
All right.
So there was an edit there. I wonder why.
Oh, they're racist. They don't like black people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mike was white then.
Yeah. Oh, that was white, Michael. Yeah.
Keep it.
Good news. You know, I think, Miles, you'll like this one. One of the better skits in the last probably 30 years on SNL was MacGruber.
Right? MacGruber!
Right. And the whole thing is he's like MacGyver, except he never gets it fixed in time.
And
right?
It blows up.
It blows up, right? It always blows up. It was the same skit over and over. He always screwed it up. That was Will Forte. Will Forte, by the way, I still think he's a very underrated guy.
Very much so.
Yeah. Last Man on Earth, I think. Was that his show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, the best play-by-play guy in the biz for nothing.
Right. So Will Forte says that MacGruber TV show is happening.
Oh, yeah.
So there was rumors that it might be in production, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if the main guy says it's happening, that's happening.
Yeah. That's very cool. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to California. A vicious fight breaks out with people threatening to kill each other. Again, at a Popeyes. To Italy, where feral hogs destroy cocaine hidden in the forest and a weekend of supplies. Georgia police chief's wife busted with heroin and meth. Overturned ambulance injures four, but all escaped death. And a teacher is suspended after an X-rated email is projected on the big screen. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, on top story, we go to New Jersey, where a high school baseball coach is being sued by one of his former players for telling him to slide into third base. The story takes us back to 2012, where the player was in the middle of a game and was ordered by his coach as he rounded the bases to slide into third. Unfortunately, when the player's foot struck third base during the slide, he heard a loud pop, which left him screaming in pain. Oh. He had shattered his ankle, effectively ending his athletic career.
Sadly for the player, the court has already thrown the case out.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You're trying to make a court case that says the coach didn't make a decision quick enough. He was too close to the base to tell him to slide. Like,
exactly.
Come on. That's just a freak accident.
It really is, man.
That guy that broke his leg, he said the greatest problem or issue is that his parents would never see him play baseball again. Like, who do you think you are?
Right.
There was no monetary, other than the surgery he went through and the surgeries, there was nothing monetarily to went through.
No.
So in other words, he wasn't going to play Major League Baseball.
Right.
He wasn't going to make money off this.
And he was a junior in high school, so it's not like he put years and years and years of stock into going into a field where he could no longer turn and change it up.
You also know how far you are from the base and if you can slide or not.
Exactly.
And if you have to slide and you're too close, man, you got to go face first,
exactly.
Back left foot, back right foot, depending on where you go, exactly. If you're going to slide past the bat.
And that's why this thing got tossed out, is just because there are so many factors here that just, sorry, well, buddy.
How about this? On any plan, any sport that a player is injured, essentially you're probably executing the coach's game plan.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if a running back gets his leg broken on a play, it's like, well, an offensive coordinator called that play.
Exactly. So if you go on to the MLB and you start making, you know, tens of millions of dollars, can the coach then sue you for that money because you learned from him those tricks that you're using?
You got injured before your contract ended. We want our money back.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. That one just seems insane to me.
Yeah,
it sucks. I get it. You're upset, but it's not anyone's fault.
He's grasping at straws. He's got nothing else. In other news, we head over to the UK where a teacher has been suspended after an email that he was sending to his lover was projected onto a smart board for the entire class to see. This was an A-level sociology class that this was taking place in, and the image of the email has been shared all over the internet, tastefully centered. It says, quote, subject line, perfect blank. And the most perfect blank, too. God, I just love those blank and how they blank. Can't get enough of her. Don't ever take that blank away.
The problem is they don't let you know what all the blanks are.
I can fill those in.
Yeah, but
I think he did, too.
I'm just not sure of all of them. Like, some I'm tracking with, and then I'm like, wow, that next sentence is weird. I'm not sure how to make this work with the other
one. That's right.
Give it to me again with the blanks.
Let's see. It was subject line, perfect blank, and the most perfect blank, too. God, I just love those blank and how they blank. Can't get enough of her. Don't ever take that blank away. LOL XXX.
Okay. Now, see, a lot of it I can figure out the body parts, but you love the way the blank blanks. I love the way they blank.
Right?
I mean, at that point, is it bounce? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, that to me, that's the crucial word. If we figure out that one blank, then I can piece the rest together.
Jiggle?
I love the way they stink. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, different thing.
Not sure if this was an attempted poetry, but either way, it was a giant fail. Alrighty.
I might even work for him. I mean, look, where are you trying to win it? Are you trying to win with these kids?
Best Mad Lib ever.
You won with them too.
Right. It is that time again, gents.
Man versus Beast.
Run it.
Man versus Beast.
All right, we head over to Italy, where four drug dealers were arrested after they were heard by authorities agonizing over some lost product. Turns out that they had lost $22,000 worth of cocaine when a pack of wild boars dug up a package of cocaine and spread it all over the forest. It's not sure what happened.
And all the animals did celebrate.
It's not clear what happened to the pigs that dug up the sugar.
They got into an oinker.
This is pretty common, though. A lot of times you run out of your whole stash because of four whores. Or you said boars. My bad.
Damn, man. They were out of... Nah,
who was the comedian that goes, now we need more plastic straws? What was that in the woods?
That was David Spade the other night. Yeah. Talking about the
cocaine washed up
on the beaches. And the turtles were like, where are those plastic straws when you need them?
Don't do the straw ban, people. How do you think those pigs are going to get start
right.
That?
Got the big nose, man. Look at her, done.
Exactly. They need like a bubble tea straw.
We don't know what it is, but none of the forest creatures are eating.
Yeah, right?
This is the leanest pork I've ever had. There's no fat. There's no fat on it.
I mean, they keep chewing, but there's no food in their mouth.
These pigs
just
weren't
race.
Hungry. How are the pigs not eating?
Never seen a pig run that fast.
Oh, but how high grade was it? They just spread it around.
I think they were sharing it, Ted.
Cutting it with the dirt.
Right. Hey, squirrel. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
You down with acorns? Brah, try this.
Man, this is the good Cubano.
This is great. A bugger sugar player.
Got $5.
Hey, Chipmunk, you like to party?
You know I do, dog.
I'm surprised they really seriously did not find a bunch of dead animals laying around it.
Yes.
As addicted as it is.
Yes.
And everything else. I mean, like, I can't believe that, you know, half of them didn't have a heart attack.
This is going to be a recurring topic for a while. We go to the internet where someone has taken a video of an altercation you'll never guess where. At Popeye's.
Love that fighting at Popeye's.
This particular encounter takes place while in the drive-thru when one car makes probably the only mistake one can make in the line of the drive-thru. They honked at the car in front of them.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This prompted the other driver to get out of their car and scream obscenities at the other couple before they got into an all-out brawl. The brawl lasted long enough for police to come and break up the fight, though it sounds like nobody was arrested.
I think the cops are just like, stop. It's just... Damn it, get your chicken and go.
Okay, let me give everybody a little bit of advice right now. If you are going to Popeye's for something other than that chicken sandwich, don't. Not right now, man. Let this whole thing cool down for a bit so you don't have to wait 2 hours for your regular order. Now is not the time for you to go.
Unless you want to just capture a fight on your sofa.
That's right.
Or just go in the evenings. They're going to sell out.
Oh, there you go. Wait till they get their daily dose done, and then go ahead and do it.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. Absolutely, I'm with you.
Like, I'm pretty sure those chicken sandwiches are done by a certain time of the day.
Exactly.
Still get in and eat the chicken.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time when we find out why your lower intestines are just as good as a habit trail.
That is right, folks. You can't wait to hear that episode. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.